Interactive Radio Night with Steve Lamacq and Joe Wiley.
Hi and welcome to Interactive Radio Night, the future brought to you in 3 hours.
Between now and 10, we'll be telling you why your entertainment world will never be the same again.
We'll be talking games, TV, music and movies.
Also, we'll be explaining the internet and how you could get all your music and videos online without ever leaving your home.
So if you've got a computer and a connection to the internet, stay tuned for details of how to get involved in the show. But if you're not hooked up to the net and know very little about it, don't worry. We'll be explaining it all tonight with the help of Rob Newman.
It's Rob Newman. Oh, come on, you must have heard of me. Can you send me an email back?
And you could win a full starter kit for the internet and a multimedia state-of-the-art PC.
But it's not all geek talk about the net. We've got plenty of music tonight as well, along with interviews with bands like Belly, The Grid, Yellow, The Future Sound of London, and Peter Gabriel.
The Orb, Megadeth, The Grid, Goldie, Pete Shelley, The Black Dog and The Beastie Boys.
I'm playing exclusive new tracks live from their own studios just before 10. We'll have Orbital.
Also, top DJ Sure Is Pure will be mixing live on the show from the UK's premier interactive haunt, Cafe Siberia in London.
And if you are online tonight, then you have the technology to interview Blur. Also, you can make your own Blur track, which may end up as a B-side to one of the band's singles.
In a moment, we'll be talking to Blur, but first, here's Space Captain William Franklin's guide to the rest of the show.
Welcome to the brave new world. A world where computers run our lives and silently communicate in a parallel universe. William Gibson calls it cyberspace.
I always tell people that cyberspace is where the bank keeps your money. The place in which a long-distance telephone conversation takes place.
But if this world sounds frightening to you, then follow the example of the Future Sound of London.
People are quite scared of machines still, and we've overcome that to such a degree that we've managed to push through what is perceived as being a bad thing, the technological sound, into the area beyond.
And in that world beyond, interactive is everything. Interactive games, interactive movies, and interactive music. Peter Gabriel.
The exciting thing about all the interactive stuff is the capacity to allow the participator to get inside and become the artist and make artistic and creative decisions themselves.
And you can do it all from your living room. Shopping, working, dating, with just one black box.
I think a lot of the functions that you can perform with this box, we really haven't got the names for yet.
But be warned, while you're playing games, ordering pizza, or entering virtual reality, the real world might come knocking on your door. Terry Pratchett.
Virtual reality is fine, but there is a real reality out there. And in the real reality, you can starve to death. And if we shut ourselves away in our little towers with our TV sets strapped in front of our eyes, one day those people are bursting in and gut us like a clam.
And cyberspace can also be a dangerous place. On the internet, where computers communicate, the sheriffs are still fighting the outlaws.
The internet is a frontier in the same ways that the Wild West of old America was a frontier. Many places uncharted, many rules that haven't been laid down.
And the new outlaws are the hackers. And none more infamous than New York's fiber optic.
Hacking is all about exploration, discovery, understanding, sharing of information.
And as well as information, the internet could become the main way to get music. Thomas Dolby.
Really what a record company does is it puts a piece of plastic in shops on street corners. And that is not going to be the way in 20 or 30 years that people are getting most of their music. So what exactly is the record company's contribution going to be?
It's also a place to discuss anything, especially for people who have an obsession with sex.
People wearing leather, to people wielding whips, to, you know, men in diapers.
And there's nobody to stop you talking about diapers or anything you want to. Techno musician Moby thinks it should stay that way.
If someone wants to put racist pornography on the net, that's their prerogative. I don't want anyone controlling the information that's on the net.
So it's big, it's exciting, it's controversial, and net freedom fighter John Perry Barlow thinks it'll save the world.
This is probably the biggest thing to hit humanity since the capture of fire.
So join us on our journey into cyberspace.
It's the interactive radio night on Radio 1, and I'm down at one of the coolest spots in London if you're a net surfer, Cafe Siberia, which is, well, a cafe, basically, where you can get hooked up on the internet and have a cappuccino while you're sitting around. With me, joining us for tonight's show, we have Dave Rowntree, drummer from Blur. How long have you been on the net yourself?
About 3 years, something like that.
How did you get into it?
Well, I used to be a computer programmer before I was a drummer. Sorry about that, but I was.
You're sort of fulfilling the stereotype slightly here. When do you have time to spend, though, actually sitting down in front of a screen?
Not very often these days, actually. But when we're in the studio, there's not a lot going on a fair bit of the time, so...
Okay, explain IRC, which is what we're doing tonight.
IRC is like a big communications program. Everyone can log on to a particular channel and send messages to each other. It's just like a big kind of conversation group.
Right. Okay, we'll be coming back and reading some of the conversations which Dave's going to be having with people who are joining us on the net tonight. And here's how to get involved.
To talk to Blur, you need to access our internet relay chat channel. It's at stork.doc.ic.ac.uk, Radio 1. That's stork.doc.ic.ac.uk, Radio 1.
We're going to talk about CD-ROMs now. They've kind of spawned their own industry. There are loads of magazines that I keep seeing on the racks, and they've just become incredibly popular for all kinds of stuff like encyclopedias, reference, games, and even porn. Pete Tong, we knew he'd kind of stamp and scream if we didn't let him look at this. CD-ROMs, are they good for music? And what the hell are they, really?
In case of emergency, click me.
Listen, David. Imagine if you could take a movie, your favourite LP, an encyclopedia, 10 picture story books, and get them all into one place on one piece of plastic. That's basically what a CD-ROM is.
By the end of the century, in the next 5 years, we will find it very difficult to find an album, a CD album that is, that doesn't have an interactive audio-visual interface.
Guy Sneesby, editor of CD-ROM magazine, and Graham Brown Martin from EXP with his vision of the interactive future. One of the first major artists to get involved with CD-ROM was Peter Gabriel. He immediately appreciated the new technology and released Explorer 1 a year ago.
Before you go any further, you've got to solve this puzzle. Can you find the right combination of features to make up my face?
Okay, so that's a number to ring. And if you want to discover what it takes to get online, we persuaded fellow Luddite Rob Newman to become a nerd. It wasn't that difficult, actually.
And I'm here with Ed Ricketts from MIT magazine in Tottenham Court Road in a computer shop. I don't know the first thing about anything here. Tell me what I need to get on the net.
Right, well, obviously, the first thing you're going to need is a computer of some sort.
Okay. Do you need to have a computer that's over a certain amount of money or a certain type of sophistication before you can get on the internet?
No, that's the good thing about getting on the net. Pretty much any computer will do.
But you need, like, a telephone thing.
You need what's called a modem, which is basically a box which connects between your PC and the telephone socket and converts all the data coming out of your PC into a phone signal, basically, and sends it off to wherever you're connected to.
I'm looking around at all these shelves thinking, which one of these electrical things is a modem? Like, what's it look like?
Well, basically, just a small white box, interestingly enough, with some lights on it. They all look pretty much the same.
Well, should we go and see if we can find one? We bought the stuff, but, you know, how do I actually get, like, on the net?
The next thing is to get yourself sorted with an account with a service provider.
Right.
Now, there are quite a few of these days. There used to be two or three, and now there's about 20, I think.
Right.
And they are the people that will give you access to the internet. Most providers offer full net access, which is email, news, FTP.
Which is anyone else I know with a PC.
That's right.
I can just send them things.
You can send them messages, pictures, sounds, whatever. Anything that can be sent as data.
You're like a recording of your own voice you can sort of send.
That's right, yeah.
the telephone we have invented.
Email us now. Interact at bbc.co.uk.